Yeah, this is really exciting news for Errigal College this morning, Catherine. Minister McHugh rang me last night. I'm chair of the board of management up there, and delighted to get the call from to confirm that there's a new 6,600 square metre extension. It's effectively a new school being built up there, as well as the refurbishment of the existing school. It'll take the capacity of the school from 450 students to 750, almost doubling the size, really. And it's a really exciting project for Letterkenny and for Donegal ETB and for Errigal College. So we're delighted to be able to announce that this morning.
And a testament to Donegal ETB and Errigal College, indeed, that the government has decided to invest in the school.
Yes, absolutely. This is something that Donegal ETB and the principal and Errigal College and the board of management there have been working on for a long time. So I'd say we're very excited to get it confirmed. That's one of 14 major projects in education that are happening in Donegal. And there's six in this area, Errigal and also St. Jonas College, the Boys' School in Letterkenny, the Little Angel School, Glens Foley National School and Elliston National School will also be getting major projects as well. And it's good news not just from the point of view of the education sector, but also for employment in the area, because it will mean that many people will be able to return from London and further afield to work now in Donegal on these projects when they kick off. It's a big thing for Errigal College, and inclusion will also be central to this, because there'll be additional space for special needs education as well, as part of the design. So looking forward now to it all happening.
And when things will actually kick off in terms of design and construction? I know that obviously the plans would be at a fairly early stage at this point.
Yeah, I suppose the answer to that, Catherine, is that Donegal ETB are now responsible for procuring the design team. And the project will kick off as soon as soon as it's ready to do so. So hopefully that won't be too long, but obviously there is a process that will have to be followed around procurement, etc. But we'll hope to see this project kicking off on the ground soon.